Joe, here we are on a Monday. We know this, everybody that's in school, well, at least most of them are taking finals here probably this week. We know it's going to get a little quieter as the Christmas holiday approaches. But leading into that, we know between Thanksgiving and Christmas is a very busy time. This weekend's a great example of it. We've got all the winter sports up and going, and the North wrestlers will pin us to a Monday here as we get things started.
Well, I tell you, Marty Hutzel got exactly what he was looking for over the weekend, and that was a perfect ride through the Columbus North tournament as champions, rolling past five opponents en route to its first tournament crown of the season. Cougars lost only seven matches all day. Five went unbeaten, including 120-pounder Justice Cash, along with Brett Smith at 132, Wyatt Dalton at 152, Nolan Wampler at 160, and Norhetti Shirani at 170. Shirani out for wrestling, hadn't wrestled since middle school days. Cougars now with nine wins on the year will host the annual Bo Henry Classic this Saturday, and the call is out here early week, inviting all former Cougar wrestlers to honor the Hall of Fame coach, in addition to recognizing that 77 state championship team of Coach Bo Henry. Mike Runyon's South Grapplers finished 2-3 at the Castle Six-Way, beating Jasper and Jeffersonville, leading the Panthers, winning four of five matches. Derek Blueball at 138, Blake Webb at 145, Tyler Schlegel at 182, and Harley Hillenberg at 285. Well, for a second straight year, Dave Tanner's North girls won the Columbus North Relays, winning 7 of 15 events. Gosh, the five Lady Cougs took part in the maximum swimming on three winning relays. Melinda Wang, Sonia Rista, Emma Mann, along with Anna Kindred and Alicia DeMars. The Cougar fellows finished third in the relays. Jack Kosea continues to swim well for Coach Dave. Outstanding again, he broke 50 seconds in the 100 free. Earlier in the week, Edgewood swept Owen Valley in boys and girls action in the home pool. Fellows won all of the events but one, and the girls behind Haley Schumacher and Courtney Wasco were in on three event wins each. By the way, the boys and girls back in action to kick off the week tonight, hosting Owen Valley and Cascade. Well, on the hardwood, Josh Hall of South finished out two Panther wins with 34 points, 21 rebounds, wins over Southport and Decatur Central for Hall of Fame coach J.R. Holmes of Purple and White. Hall hit 7 of 10 from the field against Decatur Central in that 57-46 road win on Saturday night. The Panthers are now 4-2 on the year. Mentioning dialed in, how about freshman Jack Townsend's career best 35 the other night down in Evansville. 11 three-pointers, 11 of 21 from behind the line. After laboring, he couldn't throw one in the ocean. On Friday night when we saw him, he was 1 of 12 from the field in our broadcast conference Indiana home court loss to Perry Meridian. That was the good news. The bad news, the Cougars blew Saturday night an 18-point fourth-quarter lead with 6 minutes to play as 14th-ranked Evansville Wrights tied it at the horn with a three and then went on to win it in overtime 104-90. This after shooting North Friday a miserable 27% on its home court in that Perry Meridian loss. By the way, in that game, Musa Jallo scored 20 of his 35 in the fourth quarter. The Cougs are now 1-3. Edgewood lost its four-game winning streak at home, losing to Bloomfield 60-57. Senior Cooper Bybee, a career night, 31 points, including 6 three-pointers. Mustangs had a big road win at Cascade Friday night, 60-47. Bybee with 21 as J.B. Neal's Cagers are off to a 2-0 start in the WIC East. Coach J.B. Cooper and fellow senior captain Jason Brown, by the way, will help comprise part of our sports talk show from Yogi's tomorrow night. They'll join us taking a look at this 4-2 season, and they'll be home to Indian Creek, and we'll take a peek at them Friday night in our broadcast game in another key WIC East Division game. In girls' hoops, Mark May's Lighthouse Christian Academy Lions placed the defensive handcuffs on Providence Cristo Rey, 42-9. Senior Grace Holdeman still drilling them in. She had 35 points Friday night against Eminence, came back with 31 against Providence. The Lady Lions are now 7-2. And after losing to Cascade Friday, Gary Sims' Edgewood Mustangs held Shackamack to 28, winning that game by 9. They moved to 9-3 on the year, and they kick off the work week tonight, hosting Eastern Green at 7:30 in the Corral. North will start its week 4-8, and the South girls 3-5. Well, it's Monday in the zone. David Glass and your phone calls at 6, followed by the Red Zone at 7, ahead of our Monday night game, which should be a dandy. At home, New England 10-2 against the Baltimore Ravens, who are 7-5. Kickoff tonight here on the airwaves at 8:30.
And the Giants came from behind to beat the Cowboys last night. Dallas has two losses on the year. They're both to the Giants, Joe. So a cold winter's night in the Meadowlands saw the Giants win 10-7. Late turnover there sealing it. Baltimore, New England, as you mentioned, should be tasty tonight. And we'll have plenty of time to dissect the Colts. They've got more problems, Joe, than a morning sports update can help us out with. Sadly, falling to the Texans yesterday, 22-17. It's 4th-and-1. Your season's on the line. You run a shotgun and try to run a screen pass that gets the quarterback essentially
sacked.
Well,
they couldn't run the ball all day, you glass. So, and
well, you know why you can't run the ball all day? You can't run the ball all day when you trail.
No.
That's why you can't. And you give
up
185 yards rushing. You don't beat anybody in this league. And that was the same formula Houston beat them with the first time, and they didn't learn from it at all. So a team on a 3-game losing streak, they came to the Colts home where their season's on the line, home game, roof shut, and they lay an egg. That's essentially what happened.
First December loss for Luck since he's been taking the snaps.
And that division stinks. And when you're third in that division on December 12th, I think you need to reevaluate everything from the ownership box to the guy that's picking up the towels after the game. And the Colts will need
8% maybe high to make the playoffs.
That does sound a little high, doesn't it? All right, good stuff as always. Terry Morin's women big winners last week, big winners on Thursday night as well. That's no surprise. Again, they'll be getting ready for the Big Ten season starting. Indiana Butler on Saturday. Hoosiers in the pool at the World Championships. We'll talk all that when we come back at 8:45.
That's a plan. We'll be here.
All right, stay warm. Get that coffee going.
Oh, it's going.
And maybe we'll get you some Margaret stories as well.
I'll be listening.
All right, sounds good. All right, Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 Monday mornings. Joe Smith time at WGCL here on a Monday morning. Smitty's live on the telephone. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Live on the radio.
That's
good morning, all.
Good morning.
Margaret, how's everybody?
Well,
it's Monday, man. Come on,
yeah, we're in a little bit slow mode here.
You're the guest of the party this morning. Let's get this thing fired up.
Yeah.
And Terry Morin back at home, Joe, for two games on the weekend, and the shooting percentage that they found, one of the best in program history down there in North Texas, has followed the program home. That's good news. And two comfortable wins on the weekend, including a big blowout of Valpo yesterday.
Well, I tell you, three in a row, and they're averaging almost 94 points a ball game in this three-game winning streak, which ties their longest win streak of the year. They KO Valpo Sunday on the McCracken Court in the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, 87-58. So the winning streak there continues along. That's 19 in a row. Mentioning 19, senior guard Alexis Cassian with 19, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Amanda Cahill, my golly, she could become now the third player this year to reach a 1,000 career points. She's only 52 shy after her 20th career double-double recorded on Sunday, 16 points and 11 rebounds. Mentioning streaks, Tyra Buss got one going, double figures-wise, 47 consecutive double-figure scoring games. She also had 6 assists and 3 steals to go along with her 12 points. Indiana had 4 in double figures, shot 53% for the ball game, 22 assists, and the bench has scored well, and the Hoosiers win it. That final again, 87-58. While that streak was continuing, so too for the fellas of Coach Tom. They're out to 5 in a row, but 24 consecutive games on the McCracken Court. That's the 5th longest active streak in the nation as Indiana wins easily over Houston Baptist, 42 points worth, 103-61. Rebounding defense certainly came to the forefront. As a matter of fact, the Hoosiers held the Huskies to under 38% shooting. That was the 5th consecutive game now that Indiana's held its opponents under 40%. Put up 67% shooting in the second half, scored 61 points. That was the second highest total under Coach Tom and the most since scoring 61 in the second half against Illinois last season. Indiana trailed early, but went on a 21-2 run to take a commanding lead, and that covered about 6.5 minutes. Curtis Jones led the bench scoring with 11. He tied a career high in boards and had three assists in the ball game. That started a 14-0 run, part of that 21-2 streak that Indiana went off and hid from the Huskies the other day in the Assembly Hall. The Indiana bench, by the way, outscored the Husky bench 37-9 on the afternoon. Well, it was an incredible 6 days of swimming competition at the FINA World Short Course Championships north of the border in Windsor, Ontario. And Lily King came home, or will come home, early today with a big exclamation point on a tremendous week, winning her fourth gold medal and her fifth medal in the games this past week, as the Hoosier swimmers, and there were a goodly number of them, be it current, former, and post-grad swimmers. They combined for 6 gold, 5 silver, and a bronze. Cody Miller had a gold and a silver. Kennedy Goss, swimming for Team Canada, a gold medal in the 800-meter free relay. And IU post-grad Zane Grothy had a silver in the 800-meter free relay as well. Blake Peroni, a couple of silvers and a bronze for his hard work at the World Championships. But Lily King steals the show. Imagine that. Well, on the wrestling mats, Dwayne Goldman's grapplers up in Ypsilanti, Michigan over the weekend. They earned a pair of decisive dual wins on Sunday at Eastern Michigan. The Hoosiers are now 6-2, had their highest team point total of the year, rolling up 46 against Cleveland State. Freshman Devin Skatska, along with redshirt senior Chris Perez, were responsible for half of Indiana's pins on Sunday. Sixth ranked in the country, Nate Jackson continues along. He's wrestling at 184. He moved his team points contribution rate to just under 5 per duel with a pair of wins on Sunday. Hoosiers return home this Sunday at UChem, as the meet will be the final two out-of-conference duels for the Hoosiers this season, with Buffalo and Indiana Tech. Don't forget, in the zone, 6 o'clock tonight, Dave and Glass in your phone calls, followed by In the Red Zone at 7. Got a pretty good Monday night matchup here on the airwaves. Baltimore travels into Foxborough to take on the Patriots, who are 10-2. Baltimore's 7-5 and just a game from the top in their division. Pittsburgh winning on Sunday. Kickoff on the airwaves tonight at 8:30.
And there we go, Smitty. And where's the IU men's program? Well, we know that they had the weekend battle with the Huskies of Houston Baptist. Yeah. And I lost my wager with Keith. I said
I
think
heard you lost over, the donut
over,
on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was always over 108, and we would have been.
Is that going to be a small cake donut or one of those
Cinnabons? I'm going to bring him a whole box. That way, a whole box of them.
Why don't you give him those little sack of donut holes?
I'll throw that in. I'm going to get him the variety pack, so he gets one of them all. And Indiana got off to a slow start in that game, Joe.
But they did. They trailed early, yeah.
That's what hurt me in the end, because there's only so many minutes you can get after it. But the Hoosiers, that's a nice organized scrimmage. They needed a team to run them out, get their legs freshened up. But they'll have a different animal in Butler on Saturday. An exciting game. 5 o'clock tip time from the Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and that tip time is always going to have a little question mark next to it, because they're the second of two games. So if Purdue and Notre Dame goes to double overtime, we'll sit back and patiently wait for happy hour to begin with the Crossroads Classic coming up there. Good football game last night on the airwaves. Cold in MetLife Stadium. The Giants, though, worked their magic over the Cowboys again for the second time this year. Dallas has two losses. They're both to the New York football Giants, 10-7 last night. Boy, that Odell Beckham Jr. is a fast fella, isn't he?
Yeah. He can get it and go. First of all, he gets it, and then he goes.
And then he went, and there was no one catching him on that slant and go there that made 10-7 the final. The Colts stink. We're going to have a barbecue tonight. The weather's cold, so we'll warm it up with light in the Colts complex.
Put them on the Barbie.
Well, they haven't given me any reasons not to. And, Joe, when you look at it, and I know you were watching the game yesterday, tell me what is the positive, besides Andrew Luck being quarterback, in a vacuum, give me one other positive thing where you say the Colts are going to be good, because I don't have one.
Well, they can't establish anything because of the offensive line, and they lost Muhort yesterday as well. He left. They lost a defensive player. I can't remember who
Kurt
it was.
Megit, whatever it was. He's been a bit player, but again, it's another injury.
Yeah, but that being said, I mean, you know, under 100 yards rushing, and you hit the nail on the head with Frank Gore. I mean, you know, didn't get it done. And those turnovers, I mean, you're sitting first and goal in a tight ball game at the 3-yard line and can't get anything out of it because you turn the ball over.
Robert Turpin gets you down to the 1-foot line. He walks off injured, so you got to run Gore. He loses you 3 yards, and then you decide you're going to block Jadeveon Clowney one-on-one with Dwayne Allen.
He beats Allen. Didn't block him all day. Those defensive ends were just terrific yesterday for Houston.
Well, somebody signed Dwayne Allen. Somebody drafted Dwayne Allen. Dwayne Allen fell down on Luck's first interception. I mean, these are facts, Joe, and if you don't like the facts, well, then you're going to have a hard time being a Colts fan.
Well, and Moncrief dropped a number of balls.
Dorsett.
15. Who was 15?
Philip Dorsett. The number one draft pick last year that somebody made a number one draft pick.
Well,
so,
he dropped enough balls to, satisfy him the rest of the year.
And I think he's probably – I'd have to look this up. I'm pretty sure he's in double-figure drops, and we're in week 13. Well, the Colts are 6-7. You can do the numbers on that. So that's what's frustrating. The draft hasn't gone well. The players drafted haven't lived up to their draft position. Maybe that's overestimating them, overanalyzing them. I don't know. That's not working. The on-the-field play calling, situationally, 185 yards rushing against. That's a brand-new defensive coordinator. They're 30th in the league. It's not working. And their offense, 4th-and-1 for your season at home, you run a screen pass, and you get hit by Vince Wolfork, who's 380 pounds because you can't block him.
Yeah,
not a fast guy. A big fat guy ran right through the middle and smashed your quarterback before he could make an accurate throw.
Yeah.
It's not hard to figure out. It's not any good.
It was. A lot of disappointment walking out of that stadium yesterday.
Yeah. Good luck. That'd be a fun one with Jacksonville on the final game of the Christmas season there. Jeez. Yeah. Bring the 2-11 Jaguars to town.
Well, they're their own worst enemy. So, but there's some behind-the-scenes implications, too, that are causing some problems. So, Mr. Irsay's got, he's not in the best of moods this morning, I'm sure.
Nope. And as I joked, I hope Pagano and Gregson are renting. Okay, we'll get back with you tomorrow night live at Yogi's with Sports Talk, J.B. Neal and the Hot Edgewood Hoopers. And we'll get caught up with their senior captains, Jason Brown and Cooper Bybee. Plus, Scott Dolson will go behind the scenes as we will get you ready for the Bankers Life Fieldhouse Classic and bowl game. We got all that
big
to deal with.
Bowl game, Tick, tick, tick. Only 16 days away.
That's right. When are you catching the Greyhound to get out there? Leaving tomorrow?
26. We're leaving day after Christmas.
All right. Sounds good, my man. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All righty.